for a while, because we've been talking about this story probably for a couple months now, since the first time you came to town and you talked to the kids at Bay Village. And we are really welcome and special to have Anthony Iani in-house, played basketball for Michigan State, has autism, motivational speaker, talk about anti-bullying, all of those things. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's great to be here.
All right, so you're doing a little tour here right now. You'll be at Mayfield later today, right?
Yep, this afternoon.
Okay, first of all, let's just talk a little bit about autism. Just really explain it to folks, and how does autism affect you?
Well, autism, first of all, is a brain disorder that people are born with. There's a lot of treatments for it, but there's no cure for it. And basically, it's also a social disorder as well. With me, my autism, I was diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder when I was four. And basically, with me, my autism, I'm very black and white. So what that means is, if one of you guys in this room says something to me, you know, I could take it the complete opposite sometimes. I had a tough time understanding nouns, verbs, idioms, and even sarcasm when I was in school. Even to this day, I still have a tough time with sarcasm. Even my wife is sometimes sarcastic with me, and I still can't catch it. But
that might be a good thing.
Yeah,
if it's your wife,
yeah, sometimes
wife.
It is.
Congratulations, you're lucky on that note only.
I had a tough time taking tests in school because there would be words and sentences or phrases on there on a question I wouldn't understand. So that's why I kind of struggle with it. So I have a very high functioning form of autism because there's two different two different ends of the spectrum. There's high end and then there's low functioning as well. So with me, you know, I'm very high functioning, but you know, that doesn't mean like I'm as different as anybody else.
It's hard to believe that you might have been bullied as a kid because you're what, 6'10", 270?
6'9", 270, yeah.
But as a kid, you weren't 6'9", 270. What did you have to deal with? And when you go around to schools, obviously that's got to be a key thing that you talk about, Anthony. What do you tell kids about that situation for you personally and for a kid who might be dealing with that situation, whether it be because of autism or something else?
Right. Well, whenever I go to schools, like, I share my stories of overcoming autism and, you know, becoming the first NCAA Division I college basketball player with it. And then I share my story about how I was bullied as a kid. You know, when I was in first grade at 6 years old, I was bullied because I have autism. I said and did things that were quote unquote different than everybody else, and people made fun of me for it. And I was also bullied because of my height, because, you know, when
you were tall then too?
Oh, at 11 years old in sixth grade, I was 6 feet tall and wore a size 13 shoe.
Wow.
So I've been a big guy throughout my whole life, and people, you know, really, really made fun of me because I was bigger than everybody else. But most of those bullies, some of them ended up asking for my autograph.
Absolutely.
After one of our games. That's a true story. And then the other kid who bullied me in sixth grade for being bigger than everybody else had to play me in Little League basketball. He had to guard me the whole game. And
destroy him? Tell me you destroyed him.
I had 20 points on the guy.
There you go.
But the message I have to kids is, be careful what you say and do to others, because you never know who they're going to be in the future. They could be the next greatest athlete in the world one day. Could be the inventor of something bigger and better than iPhones and iPads, or they could be your boss one day at the job you work at. And I bring up the certain celebrities like Eminem, Justin Timberlake, and Michael Phelps, guys like that who were bullied as kids, and look where they're at today. And those are heroes and idols to a lot of kids, and for them to hear that about their heroes, you know, it really makes them think twice about what they say and do.
At what point did you say to yourself, you know what, I understand what's going on here, and now I want to go back and talk to kids about bullying. I want to go into schools. I want to share my story. I want to make sure that no other kid has to go through what I went through.
Well, that being a national motivational speaker didn't even cross my mind after we lost to Louisville in the tournament my senior year, because my father works in athletics in Michigan State in the athletic department, and that's kind of what I wanted to do. But it wasn't until our lieutenant governor gave me the opportunity to be a keynote speaker at one of the autism organization's galas in Detroit, and that really kind of kickstarted it for me. And I remember telling my wife that this is kind of where I belong. And my strength and conditioning coaches told me all along when I was in college that, you know, when you're done, you should go out and be the banner child for autism and be a hero for the autism community. And I keep reminding him of that, and he's always telling me, you know, I told you so, this is where you belong. And so when I heard about CNN writing an article about how kids with autism in schools are the number one targets for bullies, that's kind of when I had to step in and go, you know what, it's time for me to step up to the plate and be a vocal leader, not just on a motivational standpoint, but from an anti-bullying perspective as well.
How are you received when you go into schools and talk to kids about this?
I can tell you this right now, and not to toot my own horn, but I haven't received one negative feedback from anybody. The reactions I get from kids, like, they share their stories with me that they don't want to share with anybody else. And you guys got to remember, I'm not a teacher. I'm not a counselor. I'm just a guy going in, speaking, and doing what I love to do.
And you're how old now, Anthony?
26 years old. But I think the one thing I love about my job, guys, is about most of the schools I go to, some of the bullies go up to their victims afterwards and apologize. And wow. It actually happened at the very first middle school I ever spoke at my whole career.
That's the way to do it right there. Mm-hmm.
And I always tell kids, I'm not the reason for that. You guys are, because you make the change, not me. And I always tell kids the change always starts with them.
Wow, great story. All right, so today you're at Mayfield, and we'll talk a little bit more if you want to get your school involved here. So if you need a pen, go grab a pen and a piece of paper, and we'll tell you how you can get your school involved if you want to come back and maybe talk to them, because you're talking to Mayfield today and maybe somewhere down the road.
Yep,
somebody good. I got to ask you this, though. As a guy who was at Michigan State, when the Cavaliers were courting Tom Izzo.
Wait a minute.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there. What was that like from a player's perspective? And it was funny because there were stories saying he had told the team he was leaving. Mm-hmm. Everybody assumed that he was leaving and coming to the Cavaliers.
Did he tell you he was leaving?
The day after when Gilbert hosted him at the facility, we had a meeting the next morning, and he just told us about his visit. And we all walked out of there with the mindset that he was probably leaving. But we all went back and had one more meeting and told him, you know, Coach, you're a Spartan for life. You're with us. And I remember telling Coach afterwards, I pulled him aside because I was at a Division II school for 2 years before I went
Grand
to
Valley State.
Yep, right. Grand Valley State and Grand Rapids. And I remember walking up to him afterwards. I said, Coach, I said, you know, there's a reason why I came back home to be at Michigan State. And you're the number one reason why. I said, without you, there is no Michigan State basketball. And I just had a heart to heart with him. And then 2 days, you know, 3 days later, he announces to the world that he's staying in Michigan State. He's a Spartan for life. But I'll tell you what, those 9 days, I tell people a lot, those were the hardest days I've had to deal with, because I couldn't go to a Chinese restaurant and get food without somebody tapping me on the shoulder and saying, is he staying? Is he going? And even my wife, like, she's a hairstylist and she doesn't do my hair. You know,
have Jeff Phelps type hair, so you're good.
It's a good look.
It is a good look.
Very well done, Anthony.
But even my wife, like, whenever she had clients, her clients were asking her, well, what does Anthony know? You know, so a lot of it was being put on her. And I was like, this is just tough. And like, even her, like my family members and some of hers, you know, we had to remind them, I'm not going to tell you anything. You know, whatever I know, you're not going to know. Like, you'll know when he tells you. So it was really hard. But obviously, at the end of the day, it came down to what, you know, the man of Cleveland, the president of Cleveland, if you will, what LeBron James wanted to do. Had LeBron James stayed, Coach would probably, he probably would have came. But you know, because LeBron went to Miami, and I think Coach knew something was going to go on. He said, you know what? I got unfinished business to do.
So let's put this in perspective. If you didn't have the speech with Tom Izzo, LeBron maybe never would have left, and Tom Izzo would have came to Cleveland. It's on you. I just want you to know.
I wouldn't say it's on me. Honestly, if you think about it, if you look at past guys like Mateen, Magic, Steve Smith, Jason Richardson, all those guys had a part in telling Coach, you know what? This is where you belong. This is your legacy, and you got to finish it.
That's pretty good. You mentioned that you still have some things that you're dealing with autism. Mm-hmm. And as children with autism age, what happens with the effects of autism and their functioning in society?
Well, it depends. With me, I had speech therapy classes for 2 days a week all the way up until my junior year of high school. So that really helped me out a lot. A lot of schools provide, you know, a lot of speech therapies and a lot of other different types of treatments for kids with autism, just kind of help them out. I think the one thing, though, that I love schools, what they do is they have a LINCS program back in Michigan, peer-to-peer, where they have kids with non-learning disabilities. You know, they're like the big brother, big sister to those kids with autism and different type of learning disabilities. And that's the one thing that I love that schools are doing, is that they're doing that, because now these kids, whether they're on the spectrum or have a different type of disability, they get to go to school every day and see their big brother and big sister, and it kind of helps them out a little bit too. But I think the other thing is too, is, you know, I was lucky and blessed to come from a great family that believed in me, that pushed me to the limit and had high expectations for me. And they laid those expectations on me when I was in high school. And, you know, when they told me about how doctors and psychiatrists told them I was never going to be successful in life, I kind of used that as motivation and said, you know what, it's time to look at these people in the eye and say, you don't believe me? Just watch me. So that was kind of my motivation every day. And even today, like, you know, I had a student ask me what motivates me now that, you know, I still have doubters and, you know, haters in my life that don't think I can do this. I'm all right with that. That motivates me. But it's the kids that motivate me every day. It's the kids that motivate me to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, hit the road 5 days a week and go speak to them. And now with my son, you know, my son's a month old. He doesn't understand.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Obviously he doesn't understand what I'm doing, but, you know, he motivates me every day to be great at what I do. But more importantly, be a better father than what I am yesterday or the following week. Because, you know, first-time parent, you know, things get harder and harder as life goes on with your kids. But, you know, when my son is like 10 years old or 20 years old, I want him to be able to tell his friends that his father is one of the most inspirational individuals that he knows.
Anthony, we got about like a minute left here. Tonight, Michigan State, Oklahoma.
You really going to make me pick right now?
Well, if you don't pick Michigan State, I'll be really disappointed.
You know what? I got Michigan State, man. Obviously, because of my ties. But you know what? We have a great chance. This team has a great chance to do something that a lot of people thought they weren't going to do, because this obviously isn't coach's most talented team. But I've been telling people, if they make the Final Four, they're without question, this will be one of coach's most special teams.
Anthony, great job. Listen, let's make sure and you're going to Mayfield today. You've already been to Bay Village before. You've come into Cleveland a couple times.
Yep.
If people want to get a hold of you, or maybe somewhere down the road have him as a motivational speaker, especially with bullying in schools right now, I mean, it's so prevalent. I mean, we hear about it every day in our school district. So it's neoag.org. That's the Northeast Ohio Autism Group. Or call 440-488-3473. One more time, I'll give it to you. 440-488-3473, NEOAG, Northeast Ohio, AG.org. Anthony, thank you time and time again for the message that you shared with us today. And I hope that when you talk to one kid today at Mayfield, you turn a bully into a kid that understands what's going on in the world.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
thank
Anthony.
You. All right, that's Anthony Iani. He's played for Michigan State, and he is a motivational speaker about anti-bullying. And, of course, he said Michigan State would win.